So, for instance, if I owned this bottle of water right here, we know that this bottle of water is worth $2. So if you buy it from me at $2, I haven't done anything. I mean, I haven't benefited in any way, neither have you. We have both gone ahead and done something with this bottle of water at fair value. However, if I was able to buy it from you at $1, I made $1 because it's worth $2. If you were able to sell it to me at $3, you've made $1 because it's worth $2. So what the market maker is really trying to do is surround the fair value of that specific security at the time with a bid below and an offer above. Make you pay more or make you sell for less. And they make their money in between. It's called the VIG. In a nutshell, what the market maker is he's really just a liquidity provider. Remember, I mean, for you to buy something or for you to sell something, you need somebody to take the other side of your trade. Now, if there wasn't somebody whose responsibility was to be there full time, all day long, every day, to make a market, to be able to take the other side of your sale or take the other side of your purchase, then how are you ever going to be able to buy or sell anything? So the market maker is really a liquidity provider, and he's got responsibilities in and of that, and he makes a VIG between the purchase price and the sales price. That's how he makes his money, and it's much like a bookie.
Well, thanks for that very clear explanation.